For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joe, I want to make a very quick qualification. Ben Cherington said that he fully expects Jarrett Shelton to be back, which obviously he doesn't have the final call.
Yes, so that's a very important distinction city limits.
Clarification there that it's not like a 1,000% done deal, but he fully expects that it will happen that way.
For all we know, not even a 75% done deal because Ben Cherington doesn't make that call. Oh, and also Ben Cherington might not be here. So it's very nice that he endorsed Shelty and said, I fully expect him back. But the history lesson there is that Neil Huntington fired Clint Hurdle. And then about a week later, while Neil Huntington was busily searching for the next manager, he got fired.
It was like a month later.
He was there for a while. We learn our lessons from history, city limits, or else we're doomed to repeat it. Do we have a wheel of ball?
We do have a wheel of ball.
What are you looking at? You seemed very concerned. I love this wheel of ball.
Well, the reason why I looked a little bit concerned is because instead of playing just the flat-out wheel, I wanted to play this.
Come one, come all for the wheel of ball.
Oh, I miss that guy.
There it is.
Don't you? I really do.
I miss him, too. Not as much as I know you do, because I didn't have as many interactions with him as you did.
I really don't. But when I hear his voice, there's a little bit I miss.
You really
about
miss him. Yeah, I do. Actually, I don't.
I like Ron. And I hope to visit him in Fort Myers. Well, I hope he can put me up while I go play golf for 3 days and then go back and sleep at his house for free.
Very kind of you.
And him. I'm ready.
All right, let's go with the first one. The Cincinnati Bengals, a week after playing against New England and really getting embarrassed against the Patriots, 16-10, T. Higgins did not play. Jamar Chase, there's all the rumors and speculation with the contract. He had 6 catches for 62 yards.
Yes.
They didn't run the ball very well. And here are the mighty Kansas City Chiefs. 4:25 kickoff on Sunday. Kansas City's favored by 5.5.
Where's the game?
It's in Kansas City.
Oh,
could
boy.
This be a little disastrous and dangerous for the Cincinnati Bengals? But as I say that, after the Chiefs, Washington, Carolina, the Ravens, and the Giants.
They get Carolina, Washington, and the Giants in that short a span?
In 3 of the next 4 games after the Chiefs.
Lucky them. Well, I mean, this is getting to the point where, you know, you have to blame some people, starting with Zach Taylor, for the way these seasons are starting for the Bengals. Every year they struggle at the beginning. And he doesn't play people in the preseason. I know I'm a big advocate of not playing people, so I don't want to sound hypocritical here, but man, at some point in that particular situation, you might want to change something. This is going to be a highly, highly competitive AFC playoff race. There's 7 spots, okay? In your own division, you're going to have 2 people fighting for those, the Steelers and the Ravens. I believe you're going to have the Dolphins, Bills, and Jets. I believe you're going to have the Texans, Jags, and maybe one other team out of that division. And I believe you're going to have the Chargers and the Chiefs. You know, you just can't put yourself in a hole like this every single year. That might have been the worst loss of the Zach Taylor regime. He has a fairly healthy team. I know Higgins was out, whatever. You lose at home to the Patriots? Are you kidding me? That is a horrible loss. And if they go 0-2, their season is going to be stained and it's going to be hard. Because even after these alleged easy games, and who are we to say any game's easy, they just lost to a team I think is still going to be the worst in the league, in the Patriots. Yeah, then they get at Baltimore, at the Chargers, Steelers, at Dallas, Tennessee, Denver, at Pittsburgh.
Browns.
And the Browns, yeah. Yeah, they don't count either. But yeah, man, the Bengals, this is a huge bounce back year for them. They look like they would be off and running under Joe Burrow to many, many years of possible greatness. We'll see.
Carolina and the Giants is also on the road, if that makes it any bit more difficult. And what it might be a hostile environment, as Tomlin likes to say, with probably, 20,000 Bengals fans and 10 Panther fans in attendance.
And Deontay Johnson running backwards. That's going to be a great game. Next. Hold on here. Kenny Anderson and Roger Craig are the seniors category for the 2025 Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yes, I'm going to get to the Hall of Fame.
I'm sorry. That's I jumped
okay.
the gun.
Let's
I
got do very it. Let's excited. Do it now.
No, I jumped the gun. Okay, let's do it now. Both of them should be in the Hall of Fame. Ken Anderson was a great quarterback. And you look at his numbers back then, a lot of the stuff, completion percentage, things like that, he was better than a lot of people. And Roger Craig was one of the first great all-around running backs in the league. Now you can go back, believe me, back a long ways to people like Lenny Moore. But Roger Craig did it all for great teams. And there are running backs, in my humble opinion, worse than Roger Craig who are already in the Hall of Fame. Listen, if Halls of Fame were reserved only for the greatest of the greats, then neither one of these guys would be in my Hall of Fame. But the fact of the matter is, they let a lot of people in. It's the Hall of the Very Good. And nobody can tell me that Ken Anderson and Roger Craig weren't very, very good.
The six Steelers that were nominated for the class of 2025 in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for the senior category, LC Greenwood, who I think should definitely be in.
Yes, me too.
Kicker Norm Johnson. Defensive end Eugene Big Daddy Lipscomb. You know Big Daddy Lipscomb?
Yes, I do. I wrote a column 2 years ago about the how I could build a team outside of the Hall of Fame that could beat the best team inside of the Hall of Fame, and Big Daddy was one of my defensive linemen. But go ahead.
Andy Russell, old Steeler linebacker. Another really good quality player, as well as the safety, Mike Wagner, who was kind of underrated in that defense,
yeah,
especially when
they
you
were both very good players.
Five Hall of Famers, and running back Byron Wizerwhite. Those are your Steeler nominees.
LC Greenwood would top that list for me.
No doubt.
No, him and Big Daddy. Did you know I wrote that column a couple years ago?
No, I did not.
Would you like to hear what the team was?
Yes.
Now, so a couple of these guys have gone in since then. This was February of 21. So at that time, I said that I could make a team of players outside the Hall of Fame who are already eligible, okay? So, you know, like Troy, I don't know if Troy, whatever, guys like that who are obviously going to be in but weren't yet, they didn't count,
yeah.
Okay? So these guys, maybe because of early death, because of injury, voter ignorance, whatever, they weren't in. You ready for my team?
I'll tear it.
My defensive ends. Bubba Smith and LC Greenwood. How do you like that, big boy?
That would be really good on any team.
LC Greenwood had four sacks of Roger Staubach in Super Bowl X. Nobody ever talks about that.
No, because sacks weren't an official stat back then. If only they were, it'd be heightened significantly.
I know. But you could just look at the game and say he had four sacks, and nobody ever talks about an all-time great performance. Defensive tackles, Big Daddy Lipscomb.
Yep.
And Jerome Brown, who tragically died at a young age. Bill Parcells once said of Jerome Brown, I'm not saying he's Reggie White, but if he's not, he's his twin brother. Al Bubba Baker was my pass rush specialist, had 23 sacks as a rookie. Thank you very kindly. My outside linebackers, Wilbur Marshall and Greg Lloyd. Little nastiness there? Huh?
Really good. Greg Lloyd, man, I wish I got to watch him live.
Oh, he was insane. Middle linebacker who has since been inducted, Randy Gratishar. Player of the year for the Orange Crush. How could he not be in? Cornerbacks, Lester Hayes, Louis Wright, and Ken Riley. They speak for themselves. Safeties, Sean Taylor, the late great Sean Taylor, and Jack Tatum. You ready for my offense?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Quarterback, Randall Cunningham.
Good pick.
No, it's a great pick. Not only was he really good early in his career with the Eagles, but later on, he was an MVP candidate with the Vikings, led them to a 15-1 season. He's unbelievable.
That 98 year was terrific.
Tailback Bo Jackson. That's pretty much the end of that story.
How many
right?
years did he play? Five?
I don't know. But if I only saw him play five games, he would be on this list. That's how great. Imagine Bo Jackson in his prime on this team. Wait till you hear the offensive line that we'd be blocking for him. My fullback is Lorenzo Neal. My wide receiver, Sterling Sharp, Hines Ward, and Cliff Branch, who I think has since been inducted.
Yes.
What a group that is. Huh?
That's a terrific group. I'm surprised you didn't put any of the Rams receivers on that list who were not yet in.
Because I already told you that guys who weren't yet eligible weren't on this
thing.
It was guys who had been snubbed.
That's a brain gap for me.
That's okay. Tight end Mark Bavaro. Bill Belichick said, and I quote, he blocked Reggie White better than most tackles blocked him, and that alone should put him in the Hall of Fame. What's good enough for Belichick is good enough for me. Belichick added that he held his own with LT in practice every day. I have Mark Bavaro. My tackles, Tony Boselli and Eric Williams. Boselli has since gotten in. Maybe Williams has too. Both great, legitimately great players. Guards, Bill Frelick, we all know of him. The late, great Bill Frelick, and Bob Kuchenberg. Come on! Center, Jay Hilgenberg, and my coach was George Seifert, who only has two Super Bowl wins, more than Hall of Famers Marv Levy, Bud Grant, and George Allen combined. Thank you very kindly. Next!
Remember Greg Rousseau, who we were talking about, was absolutely dominating Broderick Jones in the preseason game?
Yes, I do.
And we're getting very concerned about Broderick Jones. Well, Greg Rousseau had the best start of any defensive player in all of football this week for Buffalo. Three sacks, three tackles for loss, a forced fumble, and six total tackles. He's the first Bills defender to post three sacks in a season opener since Ben Williams in 83. He is the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Chris Boswell is the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. Can we take a little bit of a breath now on Broderick Jones? Maybe he was just going up against the guy who was lighting the world on fire this year.
He might have, and I probably underestimated Greg Rousseau at that point, but let's see him do it for a whole season, city limits, okay? Let's not go
too gung-ho. I'm in full agreement. I'm just talking about the one instance where, because I'm pretty high on Broderick Jones, and he's not playing the right position right now. You have to move him over to left tackle, and if Troy Faltano who's healthy this year, that's where you put him. But this makes me feel not better. But it makes me think, well, maybe the matchup was just that good that somebody who's doing fantastically well and leading the league in sacks through 1 week maybe just got the best of them.
Yeah, that could be it.
God bless you.
God bless me. There's a headline in the Post-Gazette. Pitt, Penn State, and Temple enter joint contract for office supplies. Is that news? What are they getting, like notebooks and pencils? What is happening
maybe
here?
Maybe they're getting playbooks for the 2032 Pitt-Penn State game.
How is this a newsworthy story? Pitt-Penn State and Temple enter joint contract for office supplies. Are you going to read that one? Does that headline entice you? Rulers, maybe? Rulers for everyone?
Big win for staplers. If you're a stapler, you are having the time of your life right now.
Yes. Crayons? Are we getting crayons?
Pens? Markers? Yeah. Sharpies?
Sharpies.
Ooh, how about the maybe. Box of 24 Sharpies?
Maybe those little reporter notebooks, the little white ones with the blue stripes. Yeah. Maybe they're getting those.
The little flip books, little notepads.
This is gigantic. It really is.
Are they passing them out to James Franklin on the sideline? Is he handing over little notes like Connor Stallions at Michigan?
Maybe paper clips. Do you still make use of those?
What, paper clips or notes?
Answer me this.
Yeah.
In your household, do your parents still make use of old school office supplies, like a stapler?
We still have a stapler, yes.
Yeah, does it get used?
Occasionally.
How about the old paper clip? I find those very useful.
Not that
times.
Often.
No?
Not as often.
Rubber bands?
Rubber bands are used. Oh, we have a whole full bag of rubber bands. Anytime you need something, the rubber bands are
incredible.
Available.
Incredible. How about a ruler, like a 1 foot ruler? Does that get any use at all anymore?
We have about five of them. We used to have rulers that had all the presidents on them that my dad would get at work.
Really?
Yeah, all the presidents.
How about a highlighter? Are those dead now? Do people still sell highlighters? Do kids still read books in college? Or is everything computerized, in which case you don't need a highlighter?
Well, the books are, a lot of them are online. You can either get the physical book or you can get the online book.
Yeah.
I still highlight things when I do games.
Yeah.
Like in the game notes, I'll highlight a bunch of stuff that I want to use.
I do too if I print out something. I'll tell you though, I am heartened to know that Pitt, Penn State, and Temple enter joint agreement, joint contract for office supplies. Next.
Congratulations to them. All right, last one.
On all their success, yes.
Thursday Night Football, Joe.
What did we ever use rubber bands for, now that I think of it? To put, like, if you had index cards?
Index cards, yeah. Baseball cards, hold those together. You know, you have a big stack of baseball cards? Ah, just grab a rubber band.
A rubber band. I forgot they existed until I saw this headline.
You forgot that rubber bands existed.
Yes, you go out, does anybody still go out to, like, Staples and buy a little plastic pack of rubber bands?
So what would you use instead of rubber bands?
Nothing. There's nothing to keep together
anymore
with a rubber band.
Everything's just mushy together in your backpack. It's sloshing all along and nothing is contained.
Did you keep rubber bands in the backpack?
No, I did not.
Every once in a while, a paperclip. My wife keeps them in her desk. What about a tack?
I have no tacks, no. No tacks. I'd rather carry a bunch of Tic Tacs around with me and make sure my breath smells nice.
We had a nice supply of tacks at one time because we kept things on a bulletin board. Those are extinct too, aren't they, kind of?
Bulletin boards?
Yeah. Do you keep one?
I have a bulletin board. I still have one of those cork boards in my room, like connected to my
mirror.
Do you
think those are included in this contract where Pitt, Penn State, and Temple, bulletin boards included, maybe as a bonus?
You need bulletin board material, Joe. Yeah. That's where you think they get the bulletin boards.
Very nice. Next.
All right, last one. We'll spin the wheel again.
Man, I was hoping that those three would combine for an office supply contract. I didn't think it would happen, but here we are.
Let's go around the AFC North and also talk a little bit about the Thursday night game first. Buffalo, Miami, tomorrow in Miami. Dolphins are favored by 2.5. There was a lot that went on with Tyreek Hill and Calais Campbell before the game last week, but the Dolphins were able to come back, beat Jacksonville. Really big win for them. What do you think about your mighty Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, who you wanted me to pick in the first round in our fantasy draft?
Well, you know, by the way, all these games are big, and NFL games in week one averaged 21 million viewers. That's an all-time record. So people who predicted the demise of the NFL or claimed they weren't watching anymore over a variety of issues that may have cropped up over the years, people like Mark Cuban saying that the balloon is too big and is going to burst, so to speak.
Wrong.
They're all wrong. It's getting bigger, 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 and bigger. That's all there is to it between gambling and fantasy and rooting for your hometown team and in a crazier and crazier world having some sort of relief from that. People want more football.
I just read the text line. You know what they're ordering for Pitt, Penn State, and Temple?
What?
They're ordering Pitt and Penn State Mackey planners.
Mackey planners. I love it.
Two different texts that they're sending in. Yes. Mackey planners.
That is amazing. Those have to be included, right?
Yes, they do.
Does Temple get a Mackey planner? Or just Pitt and Penn State?
It's a statewide thing. Everybody, they're reading about it all the way in Philadelphia.
Is this really happening? On the front of the Post-Gazette, right at the top under this just in, Pitt, Penn State, and Temple enter joint contract for office supplies. Surely there must be bigger things happening than that. Well, maybe not.
Maybe not.
What were you going to ask? Oh, Bills.
We'll do the AFC North when we come back.
Every one of these games, it has Steeler implications, right? Because those are two teams that figure to be in the race all season long. I think Josh Allen, I think he's the best player in the NFL, but I'll call him the second best because Mahomes wins all the time. He does. But Josh Allen is just ridiculous what he does for that franchise. And he injured his left hand, but he's going to play. I think Tua gets a little bit of a bum rap. He puts up giant numbers, and they've had some epic games in Miami. The one at the end of last year where the Bills won in the end, the one the year before where Miami won, they combined for like 1,000 yards. Remember him and Tua hugging at the end of that game and Josh Allen putting his head onto his shoulder?
It's like 100 degrees.
I mean, this is a great Thursday night matchup. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and I think that Miami's going to win.
I think Buffalo's going to win.
Thank you, City
Limits. I don't believe
in that. That was a wonderful.
Dolphins.
Yeah.
We have more Wheel of Ball if you want after the break.
Not really.
Okay.
But we'll think about it.
Okay.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates. Personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Is a ditto machine included in that? The office supplies?
A ditto machine.
Maybe a fax machine?
You ever play Pokemon? They had the character Ditto. Did you ever see that? Did you ever see Mew? Mewtwo? Did you ever hear about Mewtwo?
Did you ever have a Ditto in school? Did anybody hand you a Ditto?
No.
Have you heard of the phrase Ditto that, or, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That means copy that type of thing.
So you're talking about, did anybody hand me like a copy of something?
Yeah, no, they used to hand us Dittos. That's what they were called. And then we had an overhead projector, things like that. I certainly hope that's included.
Oh, so how about this? I felt like we were living in 1963 when I was at St. Elizabeth Elementary School with our projector on the blackboard.
Oh, those schools are run. My kid in eighth grade was still buying, like they required her to buy crayons.
Yes.
It's like you're still drawing? In eighth grade?
Yes, that's what we do in Catholic grade school.
Oh, all right.
That's what we did before they all closed down.
Thank you.
Sad turn of events.
Thank you, Limits.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, very kindly, Tim Hester.
Thank you very kindly, Mr. Hester.
I just heard Ben talking about the Fields performance. He said he played great, and I quote, he said, you know, was it an A-plus performance? No, but he did everything they needed to win, made plays with his legs, made a couple big plays down the field.
Yes, I have it.
Wow.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I would.
All in all, you asked a guy not to lose the game and to do enough to win the game. He did that. He got us in the field goal range when he needed to. He made the plays at the end of the half. He threw the ball to George down the field when he needed to. He extended plays with his legs when he needed to. I thought, all in all, he did enough to win that game, and I thought he did a great job. Did he A-plus? No. C? No. I'd give him a solid B or B-plus. Could he be? Yeah. Does he have the potential and the capability to go out and go 35 of 40 for 300 and some yards and five? Sure. Could he run for that? Sure. But what you asked him to do on a short week, short notice, against what people were talking, I don't know much about him, but people were talking about them being a good defense, what he did, great job.
Yeah, I think, what did I give Fields on Monday? The B, B plus?
I think so. I think maybe we all gave him around a B. Yeah.
Maybe a B minus. I don't remember. We were supposed to round up all our predictions and play our over-unders.
I did for the games.
No, you didn't. We're going to do that. Can we do that tomorrow? See who was right and who was wrong on the over-unders and then add up all our predictions? May we do that?
Yes.
Thank you, City Limits. The other thing I saw was Rich Eisen saying, man, and I really respect him. I think he has a great show. Do you listen to his stuff? I listen to his podcast. I think he's very good.
I do. He does a nice job. I do have the predictions win sheet up from last week if you want them.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
Okay.
And he said, man, I didn't have this as playing out this way in Pittsburgh. But he said, disagreeing with Cabali, although he didn't mention Cabali, that if Justin Fields plays better and better and better, he's just going to keep playing. I'm surprised that Cabali didn't agree. I think people just like to disagree with me. That's the conclusion I've come to. Go back to the beginning of the PM show yesterday before these guys get in here, where Andrew said, you know, Starkey said it was a quarterback controversy. Do you guys agree? And then Donnie Football says, no, it's no controversy. Fields is the guy. So in saying it's no controversy, he then delivers proof positive that it is because he thinks the backup is the starter now. Him and Mulsey just are loath to agree with me. Let's hear that.
Apparently, Starkey was arguing with both fans via the text line and over the phones about whether or not we have a quarterback controversy brewing. Joe said yes. He's telling us when we came in here that most of the listeners are saying no, it's not a quarterback controversy. So who's right? Is Joe right or are the listeners right? Donnie, I'll ask you. Do we have a quarterback controversy?
I don't think so. I think it's Justin Fields going forward, really, until he proves that it can't be him.
Wow.
I don't think it's a controversy right now, and I shouldn't say I can't believe I'm saying this. I actually think Donnie is right. I think that they're gonna roll with Justin Fields for the foreseeable future if he keeps winning them football games.
Man.
Because even though Mike Tomlin is not one to say that
that's
he looks at the schedule and looks ahead,
cut him off.
He knows.
They just didn't want to agree with me. Do I have that effect on people? Limits that they're very reluctant to say he was right.
Yeah, I think you kind of do. Honestly, Joe, I think maybe you do.
I don't want to agree with Starkey. I mean,
because Cabali did the same thing today. He disagrees with the notion that I said if Russell Wilson or if Fields plays a great game. And then I love it when people want the parameters of that. Like we don't all know what a great game from a quarterback looks like. Okay, 96 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns, 201 yards passing and a 31 points for the offense if you need parameters. And he said no. And I think he said that just to disagree with me. He brought up the question to Tomlin yesterday of is Russell still your 1A if he's healthy? If he thinks the answer is meaningless, and even if Tomlin basically says anything but yes, it's not meaningful to Cabali, then why ask him the question?
It's meaningful, man. At least it is to me. That Tomlin won't just come out and admit it, because it's not hard. Like, there's no threats being thrown at Tomlin. You have to name
but
a quarterback
the real
or whatever.
Here but the Cabali and his unwillingness to agree with me. And then you have Rich Eisen, who does agree with me, although not by name, when he said, yeah, I didn't expect this in Pittsburgh. Obviously, there's an injury, but we have Justin Fields playing good. What if he plays good again and again? He said they're not going to switch it up. Football people know.
Right.
And they know how deeply in love Tomlin was with Fields 3 years ago. Why would that have changed? You think Tomlin cares what he did under Matt Eberflus?
No, not at all.
In Chicago? Mike Tomlin thinks he has an absolute stud of a quarterback here. And who knows? Maybe in a different environment he does. I'm still a Wilson guy.
I think
Wilson should get his chance, but man, I'm looking at this from Tomlin's point of view, or what I think that is, and it's almost unimaginable if Fields goes out and like rips it up this week, kills it, that he would sit him at 2-0?
That's
forget
the thing.
About that.
I just don't think that Mike Tomlin has such a deep tie to Russell Wilson where he feels like he owes Wilson really anything.
Exactly.
Really anything. And he's going to go with whoever he thinks the best guy is.
I agree. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado, 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 85 today with sunny skies. Limits, I'll see you. We have an unbelievable show planned for tomorrow. We're right now. I think each of us is going to take an hour after the show and try to get guests on the big breaking story that Pitt, Penn State, and Temple have combined on a contract for office supplies.
Yes.
I'm going to call Staples. You have anybody in mind?
Office Max, Office Depot. They're right on my speed dial, number 4 on the list.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.